Welcome to TPTB Finance, where I'm joined by investment manager Matthew Yates from Seven Investment Management. How are you today, Matthew?
I'm very well, thank you, Zach. I'm very well.
I'm not sure whether it's appropriate that the FBI, outgoing FBI chief, has been the highlight of the week, but is that the right thing to say?
Well, I suppose that news really speaks to what we have to focus on with Trump, because what has he got done on his political agenda that he initially set out, the thing that markets got so kind of very excited about? Well, relatively little, ex kind of one small victory on the Affordable Healthcare Act. So I think it's natural that, you know, an outgoing FBI chief is what gets the attention. This is what Trump has been able to get done, you know, high profile hiring and firing, rather than the things that are going to drive the economy forward and drive, you know, economic data that's going to give substance and kind of justify the market reaction we saw to Trump's victory.
But attacking a linchpin of the deep state doesn't sound like a great way to go.
Well, this is Trump, though. This is Trump speaking to his populist agenda. You know, he is very much the anti-establishment figure. He's not scared to go where presidents historically haven't gone. But really, I think at the end of the day, with Trump and with markets trying to establish how good Trump is for economic momentum and market fundamentals, you have to ask, what was it that Trump inherited? And Trump inherited a reasonably kind of buoyant economy that had reasonably good momentum in it, owing in part to the currency manipulator, the Chinese economy that he was quick to lambast and has been now quick to retract on. What would be interesting, I think, to see now is how Trump manages what really has been a softening of that economic momentum that we've seen probably over the last month or two in the US.
Isn't it good news that the US and China, you know, the Chinese, currency manipulators, they've managed to reach a deal on access for beef and financial services? Is that good?
Well, it's got to be good, I think, because I think the original position of Trump, that he was going to come out in the first few days of office, label China a currency manipulator, was going to be damaging for world trade, and that's going to be damaging for the US economy. I think he's retracted that in the last few days, and it was really interesting when you read into the statement on Trump and labeling China a currency manipulator. His words were that they've stopped ever since he started talking about it, this implication that it was Trump that scared China into changing its whole foreign exchange policy. And I think that is pretty ludicrous, really, to think that is really the truth. It has to be, I suppose, the case that Trump reverts in some cases to what the economy dictates he has to do, which is being open to trade. I think closing US borders to trade, especially with China, which is such a key trading partner, over the long term would be unequivocally bad for the US economy, and for us as kind of market participants would be unequivocally bad for global markets.
Right, I just wanted to get closer to home. Presumably you've seen the story about the taxpayer making £500 million on its Lloyd's bailout after forking out £20.3 billion. Is this closing the chapter? Is this telling us that the whole bailout bailout approach is a correct one, and we should look forward to that if there is a crash next time?
Yes, I suppose this was funny. I saw this morning it equates to roughly a 40 basis points per year performance of that holding in Lloyd's, which is pretty much what you would have got in a current account in Lloyd's over the past few years. I think the action that the UK government and the kind of governments around the globe took in terms of propping up the banking system in 2008 has clearly been a bone of contention, and very much a political bone of contention. But it was one that the circumstances required. It was, I think we can look back, say, a good step. Whether we were looking to make, you know, capital gains, the shareholder, you and me, were looking to make capital gains on that Lloyd shareholding, I think that's not the reason the government took the original position. It was to prop up the economy, and I think we'll kind of do much better out of the economy being where it is than we would that specific capital gain and or loss on Lloyd shares.
But I mean, the two losers there were the people who were previously getting a 5% dividend and got zero for about 9 years, and all the savers at Lloyds as well, who've got nothing for that amount of time, perhaps they could be compensated with that 500 million.
Well, I think the savers in Lloyds would, their return on capital on savings would be in relation to the interest rates that they, you know, that are set as a function of Lloyds, but mainly as a function of what the Bank of England is doing. So I don't think that the specific action of the government to prop up Lloyds Bank is really, you know, of concern to them. I think that over that same period, the US, the UK consumer that may have been saving in Lloyds would also have been benefiting from low mortgage rates that, you know, was implicit in kind of that low return that they've got. I think shareholders in Lloyds Bank, well, that's all part of the risk that people take when kind of investing over the long term. I think they took a view on Lloyds at the time that that dividend would be sustainable, and that's the basis on which market valuations at the end of the day work. So I think they took risk and they deserved, you know, rightly or wrongly, to kind of get the return that was that they've seen over the last few years. And I think savers in Lloyds Bank, well, that's all linked to the interest rate anyway, so I don't think that's of relevance to the government's position.
So it's a decent, I mean, basically a decent result, or the best result that could be expected given the crisis that we had?
In my view, yes. I don't see what other options were available at the time. The government had to do something. They stepped in, they propped up the banking system, and at the end of the day, you know, we can still sit here with a functioning financial system.
So just RBS to go now?
Let's hope so.
Right, okay. Matthew Yates, Investment Manager at Seven Investment Management. Thank you very much for gamely joining us today.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you.